And I mean, the stories, when you read the stories about what's happening to the Chinese practitioners, I mean, we were only there for 28 hours. And I was like, I don't know, I could probably like endure this. I don't know how long more I can do it. I could probably go on like another day or so without kind of like getting a little unedgy. But most of the time I felt really quite comfortable and peace there. But I just think about the practitioners in China who have to deal with months and years of just the stuff that they were doing. Not only just physically, but mentally, the stuff that they do. It's really, really cruel and sad. It really is, and you know, and you talk to, you can, I look people in the face, and I say, you know, I try to tell the truth about it, and they won't ever look me in the face, and they never feel, you can never feel like there's conviction like that what they're doing is right. So, you know, I think it's really sad, and I'm glad I went over. I mean, I would like to go over again, actually, so.
Anyway.
Well, we went to the Great Wall. That was pretty amazing. And I had a different perspective. I mean, I was told, you know, from you know, all the stuff you hear about in China, you can tell, I mean, even though there's like a cloud of deception, you can tell, like, when once you, if you can get past that and really get to people's hearts, you know, there's definitely there, like, where you can open up people's hearts there. There's just a cloud of deception there, you know? Because everything is controlled by China, by the government. Everything is controlled there. They want you to think in the whatever way you think is possible that's going to keep the government, to keep the country stable.